Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this July 30th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. We're joined by Promise Bach, and she is our good friend from the heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Always good to see you, Promise. How you been?
Good. Good to see you, too.
Appreciate the time and appreciate everything you and the Chamber does. It's been a really, from my perspective and the people that I get to talk to in town here, really successful summer for you guys at the Chamber. Yes. You guys have done some awesome work. Everything seems to have been going very well over there, and there's just been nothing but positive community response from me and what the people that I have come in. And I always, I've been told by a couple of people, including my mother, to make sure I tell you guys this, because you're doing good work over there. We appreciate it. Let's talk about some of that work that you have coming up, Promise. I see that Lunch by the River, right around the corner, of course. We're going to be celebrating that tomorrow. And we got some great ones. We're going to tell everybody about the details of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So Lunch by the River tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 o'clock at the Veterans Memorial Park. This week's sponsor are Billerud and Prevail Bank, so we're super excited to have them down there with their booths. They'll probably be giving away a little swag.
Stop
in there
nice.
And check out what they have to offer, and you know, learn a little bit more about their company too while you're
there. That's really cool. And really smart. I've heard from the groups how much they are able to get questions that they don't hear usually because people are right there face to face and even thinking of it in the moment. So
Yeah, and then tomorrow, I'm excited for this one. Jackson Taylor will be our entertainment tomorrow. So if you haven't heard him yet or the group yet, just come on down and listen to them. They're great music. I love their music.
Yeah, I've heard good things. Got to get them on the air with us. They're really good, man.
And then we'll have food trucks down there per usual. There's a variety every other week. Kind of depends on who's available. So we'll have multiple food trucks down there as well. I just want to shout out to our presenting sponsor, Enbridge, and our Royal Flush sponsor, Crockett Septic. Thank you so much for your sponsorships this summer. We wouldn't have been able to have such a successful Lunch by the River this summer without all of our sponsors.
Yeah, you talk about businesses that go above and beyond. Every one of them you've mentioned already today, are whether it's our Billerud or Prevail Bank, Edridge, we talk about all the time. And certainly, we're pretty pretty friendly with Crockett Septic around here. We really appreciate our friends over there. Yeah. When you hear us say the mantra, buy local, support local, these are the kind of things we're talking about. These are people that are putting into their community, helping us do good work around here, and whether it's the Chamber or us here at the studios, we appreciate them. And keep up the great work, and we'll keep promoting you guys because we love talking about them. And when it comes to the food trucks, Promise, I've been asked this in the past. If I'm a person out there listening and I run a food truck, or I know somebody that does, and I would love to be a part of things, even this summer, can you still like join the things with the Chamber if there's room? How would they do that?
So if you own or operate a food truck and you're interested in getting a little bit more exposure, Lunch by the River is a really great way to like kind of dip your toes into the community. We always welcome more vendors. If we get too full, then we'll just, you know, have to slim it down a little bit. But if you're interested, I would definitely reach out to Lacey Alling over there at the Chamber.
Yeah.
And she can be directly contacted at 715-422-4859. This year we had a couple of new food trucks that came down to Lunch by the River, and those went really well. So if you have a different kind of like food offering, people really love the big variety. So we're really excited to learn more, about different food trucks that are kind of like entering the scene lately.
Yeah, we're really fortunate in this area. We've got so many great ones. We want to have them all down there, have as many as we can. And that variety, you guys do a great job of giving something for everybody down there.
Yeah.
Check out Lunch by the River every Thursday while we got them here this summer. They're going from 11:30 to 1 over at beautiful Veterans Memorial Park. We'll meet you down there, everyone. Gathered by the Bandshell, another great event coming up August 12th, Promise.
Yeah, so this one's very similar to Lunch by the River, except it only happens once a month. So the last one will be happening on August 12th from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Rome Town Center. This one has grown exponentially since last year. Lacey has done a really great job at getting, you know, food trucks and entertainment and then even games down there. So you can bring the kiddos down there and play some yard games, and pretty excited about that one. It's grown. It's been really greatly attended. This one is presented by Visit Rome, and the sponsors for August 12th is U.S. Bank, and so they'll have a little booth out there, and they'll probably have, like, cool little swag things, too.
Yeah.
I love visiting those booths. You never really know what you're going to get.
Absolutely. Always visit booths, people. Yes.
The food for Gathered by the Bandshell on August 12th will be Chatterbox Catering. If you haven't tried Kathy's food yet.
Oh, it's good stuff.
Head on down there and check it out. I really love the food that she has on her truck, and she's just been really, really great with us this year, too.
Yeah.
Entertainment is Bob Allen.
Nice.
Yeah.
Bob's a local favorite. Yeah. He's great. Bob's awesome.
Yes. And then thank you to our season sponsors, Sand Valley and Coldwell Banker Advantage.
Mm-hmm. Once again, a big shout out to all of those sponsors and people helping make this happen. I love that Lacey has taken the ball and run with it with this one. That particular area, and you know this better than I do, probably, mm-hmm. Promise, when I get to have the Visit Rome board on and talking about the Rome area, or people from Sand Valley on and talking about how that area has blown up so much in the last 10, 15 years, it's only going up.
Yep.
It's not going down anytime soon, and even if it does, it's going to center on where it is. It's not going to get any smaller.
Right.
That's something very new to people in this area, that area, which has always been considered a kind of hidden gem in a lot of ways, it's not so hidden anymore.
Right.
And with whether it's we're talking the airport, the golf course, or any of these things, or just the location itself. So to do these events and to put a little more time into them sees that you guys are in tune with the community, that you understand this, and to see these sponsors getting behind it sees that they see you guys are doing something cool over there.
Yeah.
That's great. I know that we're wrapping up this season, but I look forward to seeing what comes about next year with this one. And we'll talk about Rendezvous in the Park a little bit later, but very similar with that too, where these are both communities that are thriving, doing well, and having these events there are kind of a little bit of a calling card about that, a little bit of showing of that, hey, look at how good these things are going here and stuff. And the community is enjoying the events and looking at it as a very similar thing.
Yes.
It's cool. It's a great combination. Yeah. If people want to be a part of Gather by the Bandshell, we'll give them information on that one. Or do you want to go ahead and take it now? Lacey's number's a little different. Yep. Yeah.
So we are getting ready to start filling those, you know, spots for next year.
Yeah.
So if you want to jump the gun and get on the list right away, you reach out to Lacey Alling at 715-422-4859. Or you can also shoot her an email as well. And her email is communications@WisconsinRapidsChamber.com.
A network exchange for HR professionals, a really good topic, one that I don't see covered very often. That's going to be coming up. That sounds like a really important event.
Yeah, so we have a couple of different network exchanges over at the Chamber, and we run them quarterly. So we have one for HR, one for safety, and one for women professionals. So the one happening on August 13th is our network exchange for HR professionals, and it basically it's for smaller businesses or businesses that don't necessarily have an HR department, so you can come and get some feedback, shoot around ideas, get some insight into some of those common HR issues that you're having within your company, you know, and so that way you don't have to go through and hire an HR professional. Especially if you're somebody that wears multiple hats in your company, this is a really great one to go to. So again, it's on August 13th from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. And it's going to be at the bank account in Rudolph. So the speaker, Becky Gorse, she'll be talking about the Spectrum Benefits Solutions of Central Wisconsin and covering all of those things that entail those benefits and how to integrate those into your company so that you can have better benefits for your employees.
Yeah, smaller businesses out there, I think this is a really perfect for them, too. And again, another way of showing how you're looking out for them and trying to help those small businesses out there. And whether it is an issue that you have had or one you just want to avoid, it's a great idea to be doing this. That sounds like a really good one to have.
You know, and then you're also surrounded by other HR professionals in the area that are kind of familiar with some of the common issues that this area has. So really great advice, and you can make great connections there. I highly recommend attending one if you have an HR role in your company, and then make contacts. So that way, when something does happen in the future, you can call that buddy back up again and be like, hey, I met you at Network Exchange. I have an issue. Can you help?
Those are connections that you love to have. Hopefully, you don't have to use them, but they're good to have.
Yes.
And a great opportunity to do that, doing other networking. You never know what other things will come up in conversation. Yeah. And that's a great one. When is that again?
August 13th.
Do you have to register for that event?
Yes, registration closes August 6th, so it's free for members, and then I think there's a $10 fee for non-members, and we will also be providing lunch that day.
Very cool. If people want to register, how can they do that?
They can visit our website at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com or give us a call and we'll add you to the registration list at 715-423-1830.
Be sure to spread the word about that one too, everybody. One that I would want every small business owner to know about. Rendezvous in the Park coming up August 20th at beautiful Riverside Park in Nakusa. Yeah. Touched on this before, another event that has really gotten stronger over the last couple of years and more attended in a beautiful location. I love that spot.
Yeah. So Rendezvous in the Park happens August 20th from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. At the Riverside Park in Nakusa. And I really love this one because it's just right there by the river, you know.
Yeah.
And I see so many people coming out to it and enjoying the music and the food that we have out there. Mm-hmm. And it's really great. So this week we have our sponsors, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Mid-State Technical College, and the Nakusa Lions Club. And I don't know if you know, but whenever Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa sponsors one of ours and they set up a little booth, they usually have rewards placed. Mm-hmm. So there's probably going to be a high attendance out there this week for that one.
Yeah.
Everybody's probably going to stop by and try to get some rewards play or spin their wheel or whatever game they have down
there.
That's
going to be a busy booth. That's going to be a busy one right there. It's going to be a good time, too.
Yeah. Along with Mid-State Technical College, I don't know if you've seen some of the stuff that they've had on their
Always
tables
good
lately.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Love our friends over at MSTC. And the Nakusa Lions Club is going to be down there. Cool.
Yeah, that's and they're
cool.
also going to be providing the food, too. And I don't know if I've been down there before when they've had, they were the
I haven't
food
gotten
option.
To try it yet, but I've heard great things. And I know they're great people over there. They're really cool people at the Lions Club. And that's great that they're doing, that they're going to be not only a booth, but the food down there. That's cool.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Great entertainment. One of my favorite entertainers this area has, Mr. Ben Shedtek, going to be down there. That's cool. And a real big thank you to the season sponsors.
Yep. Our season sponsors this year is The Spot by Jacoby and the City of Nakusa. I tip my hat to the City of Nakusa because they have been very actively, you know, helpful to us this year and really growing our relationship with them. And then The Spot by Jacoby, they're doing great things over there as well.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It's something that is... I think so just invigorating and so cool to see communities doing these things and taking it on themselves to we're going to make our community better. We're going to make it stronger. And a lot of this is being done because we're working together, town and town working together, city and city working together. Mm-hmm. We're seeing a lot of that, and that's really cool. It's fantastic. Yeah. Also, before we let you go, promise, I did want to talk a little bit about the ACE Leadership Program.
Okay.
You guys are, I believe you're accepting applications. Those are open now?
Yep. So we're accepting applications for the 2025-2026 program year. So this program kicks off in October and runs for 8 months through April. And so the group meets once a month. And normally it's people that are, you know, looking to develop their leadership skills or grow their leadership skills. Or people that are looking to network with other leaders in the area. Anybody that is freshly entering our leadership role, if they just moved into a supervisory position, and anybody that's new to the area. So if they moved into town here and got a job, say at one of the companies in the area, it's really great for them to consider going through this program because you'll make connections and then learn about the community and all the different sectors that make Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin Rapids. So we meet every once a month and we cover different areas like economic development, government services, nonprofit, manufacturing, et cetera, et cetera. And, through these different days, you'll, gain impactful leadership skills, broaden your business and community network, and engage in hands-on community experiences while, exploring a variety of community roles to, further develop and enhance your leadership skills. Plus, once you complete the program, you earn one credit for the leadership course over at Mid-State Technical
College. That's so
cool. Yeah,
such
isn't
a cool little, a real tip of the hat to Mid-State and adding that on to this and everything.
Yeah.
And the idea of that was also a tip of the hat. That's fantastic.
Yeah, and spacing is limited. I think we can go up to 25 participants, and we've already received a couple of applications.
I imagine. Yeah.
If you're a business out there and you have somebody that you want to move into a leadership role, or a new hire this year, or if you just want to learn more, leadership skills yourself, this is definitely something you should register for sooner than later.
Mm-hmm.
And then for registration, you can Check out our website at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com or give us a call at 715-423-1830.
This program, and forgive me if I don't put this the right way, promise, it's been a long day. With this program, I don't know how popular it is as far as how well known it is, how common knowledge it is or anything.
Yeah.
But in getting to do this job for, 9 years now and going on 10, I've gotten to talk about this program a lot. I've gotten to see a lot of the members of it and a couple of different incarnations of it and everything. Yeah. And the people that take the program, it's very popular with them.
Yeah.
And not only do they continue to come back and talk about it and promote it, but encourage their business to have other employees be a part of it and everything. Cannot encourage you enough to find out more about this program and see how it can benefit your business. Mm-hmm. I can't think of one business out there that couldn't be benefited by this program and the employees that couldn't be benefited by it. Yep. It is, you get your, I think that another thing important in business is certainly if I'm going to spend X, am I going to get X back?
Right.
You will. Yep. You definitely will. I put my name on that. You will get your money back on this program and see the benefits of it right away, in fact, I think. And then there is the just personal human aspect of this and putting people in that aren't normally hanging out together, maybe, and this business that never would coordinate, and now they're working together.
Yes.
And we've got many examples, actually, of this in the community that maybe aren't necessarily noted because they've been happening for years now because this program's been around for a while.
Yeah.
There's so much about this program that I think is exciting and fun and really beneficial for people out there.
I agree.
Make sure to find out more. Again, that number, the promise I mentioned, 715-423-1830, 423-1830. And of course, all of this you can find at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, because while we have kept Promise busy these last 15, 20 minutes, we've only scratched the surface. Like, this is pretty much what we've covered for the next couple weeks.
Yes.
There is so much coming up with the Chamber. Be a part of it and find out more. And if people want to reach out to you, Promise, and hear more information or just be a part of things, how can they get a hold of you?
They can definitely shoot me an email at marketing@wisconsinrapidschamber.com or give me a call at 715-422-4856.
Thanks so much for joining us, Promise. Always good to hang out. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, thanks.
And thank you, everybody, for joining us. A big thank you to our friends at Crockett Septic as well for sponsoring this edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.